At last check, the Florida House had rejected a Senate motion to extend the special session to redraw congressional districts. Democratic Representative Jared Moskowitz was among the majority that voted against continuing the session.
We drew a constitutional map, in my opinion, under Chairman Oliva, with our staff. It was fair. It was credible, and it followed the Supreme Court order. The Senate has proven that they are incapable of drawing this map and potentially the map in October.
That's because the state Supreme Court determined the current maps were unconstitutional. Then the House adjourned. The Senate had wanted the session to continue until next Tuesday. The two sides are divided on a handful of congressional districts. The House sent its version of the congressional maps back to the Senate. So what happens now? House Speaker Chris Cifulli broke it down for one of his colleagues.
If they refuse to take that up, then the House counsel will have an opportunity to go argue why we feel our map is indeed the best map to put forward. The Senate counsel will have that same opportunity, and at that time the court will have a decision to make of whether or not they want to redraw a map, take a plaintiff map, or take one of the maps produced here through the House or the Senate.
The Senate had adjourned earlier this morning and voted to come back at 11:55, 5 minutes before the scheduled end of the session. At that point, Senate President Andy Gardner said, "We retain our right to redraw the maps, but if not, the court will impose that upon us." Then the Senate adjourned. The Supreme Court ruled in July that the current districts don't meet a voter-approved constitutional amendment that requires districts to be compact and not drawn to benefit a political party or incumbents. The special session began August 10th.